Say, O my servants, who have truly believed, fear your Rabb. Those who will do good deeds in this world shall receive a good reward. If it has become difficult to follow the right way where you live, then migrate. You will find that Allah's earth is spacious. Those who endure with patience will be rewarded without measure. Say, I am commanded to worship Allah and serve none but Him. And I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah as Muslims. Say, surely I am afraid if I disobey my Rabb, the punishment of a mighty day. Say, Allah alone I worship, and Him alone I serve. As for yourselves, I have conveyed to you the truth, and if you do not believe, then worship what you want besides Him. Say, the real losers are those who will lose their souls as well as their families on the day of resurrection. Ah, that will indeed be an open loss. There shall be layers of fire above them and layers of fire beneath them. Such is the doom about which Allah wants His servants to fear, saying, O my servants, avoid my wrath. As for those who refrain from worshipping Thaghut and turn to Allah in repentance, there is good news. So, O Prophet, give good news to my servants who listen to the word and follow the best meaning of it. Such are the ones whom Allah has guided, and such are the ones who are endowed with understanding. Is the one against whom the sentence of punishment has been decreed equal to the one who refrains from evil? Can you rescue the one who is in the fire? Of course not. As for those who truly fear their Rabb, they shall be lodged in lofty mansions, built one story upon another, beneath which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah. Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see how Allah sends down water from the sky, which penetrates the earth and comes out through springs? With it, He brings forth a variety of crops with different colors, and there they wither, and you see them turning yellow, and then finally He crumbles them to the dust. Surely in this example there is a lesson for the people of understanding.